It's the Rally the Valley podcast, presented by Town Place Suites by Marriott. My name's Jonah Goldberg, and we're joined this week by UTRGV Senior Associate Athletic Director for Business Operations, James Martinez, the Yoders from Hacienda Ford, and UTRGV Men's Soccer Head Coach, Paul Lees. We get things started with James Martinez. James, thanks for joining us.
Jonah, thanks for having me.
I like to start out when we're talking with members of the UTRGV Athletics Senior Team by asking, what is the state of UTRGV Athletics right now?
You know, I can answer from my perspective from the business office, very positive. With COVID-19 hitting last fiscal year, the challenge was obvious. It was budget. Related. We actually attacked the budget very aggressively, quickly understanding what was going to happen, and we anticipated potential cancellations of games. While it seemed very simple to cancel and save some dollars, we had to be strategic in how we did that. We had to actually plan around the possibility of having games for baseball through possibly May, even though that was still up in the air. Then we had to learn how to adjust for a revenue shortfall. That was a different challenge. We communicated very, very quickly and aggressively with upper management here at the university, and the bottom line is we were able to actually break even this fiscal year, which is not always a positive thing. We'd rather have games played. But in the big picture, breaking even with a difficult year that we had in ending last season, I still think that's a very positive accomplishment. From that perspective, very excited about where we ended the fiscal year and very excited where we're positioned for the new fiscal year. Unlike a lot of universities around the country, a lot of Division I programs, mid-majors, have actually suffered a lot of loss in their athletic programs, shuttering programs, furloughing staff, cutting back on budgets. We were fortunate to not receive that this fiscal year. Ultimately, we are prepared to handle pretty much anything that comes way now, because that was a curveball no one could have seen, and we learned quite a bit, and we've had a lot of discussion within my unit about how to plan going forward.
And you've also managed to turn what could have been lost into something positive. For example, concession food. There was a lot of food and drinks purchased for the concession stands because there was an expectation of another half of a baseball season back in the spring, and when that came to a stop, you all acted quickly and were able to donate the concession food to those in need.
Absolutely. John Evans saw the opportunity to do that, and he jumped on it, and I give him credit for it. He was in communication with me, asking me what we can do, what we couldn't do. And as it became clear that we weren't going to have baseball, he saw opportunity to make this a positive as well. We were able to really get a lot of encouragement and positive feedback from that, not only from the media, but just from people saying thank you on campus. That felt really good. And it only made logical sense to do that. So very, very good moment for us.
And beyond just dealing with the pandemic this summer, you were involved in a really cool positive change as you were able to help shepherd UTRGV Athletics to a new apparel provider, Under Armour.
Yes, that was a fun project. Ultimately, the landscape has changed quite a bit within the apparel industry, at least for schools our size. We're moving from a direct supplier version to a model that included a third-party middle provider. By bringing a third party in, you actually have an equipment manager, in essence. So by partnering with Under Armour, the opportunity for us was very apparent. BSN was their partner that would provide us the service that we've been lacking for a few years now. So having BSN be that middleman for Under Armour has improved our ordering process. We have one individual here on campus now that is responsible for that relationship. His name is James Kashak. And then on the other side, BSN has Andreas Cantu, who came back. He was one-time employee here at the university with us in athletics, and now he's our representative with BSN. Our relationship with BSN through Under Armour has been very positive. Orders have come in on time for jerseys and uniforms. Gear has been looking great. Designs have worked out very, very well. And the reason why is because you're dealing with somebody who knows what they're doing. Coaches actually sit down with the representatives from BSN and Under Armour and work on their designs for the uniforms. They work on order dates and delivery dates, and we've had nothing but positive responses from everybody on staff. One of the side benefits to the Under Armour and BSN relationship has been the addition of BSN's catalog to our procurement software. We are working on right now behind the scenes of getting the integration between BSN's catalog, which is Under Armour gear, to merge with our software. This will allow purchasing across university, and it'll allow any department head to order the same gear that you and I have, and which everyone asks constantly, hey, where can I get a shirt? Where can I get that hat? Where can I get that? Whatever it is. And now they'll have access to do that. So that's something that we've been working on for quite a few years. And now with the relationship with Under Armour and BSN solidified, we finally found that it makes sense for us to expand on this relationship.
Speaking of partnerships, I know you've had a hand in working with Hacienda Ford. We're going to be talking more Hacienda Ford later in the show. Can you tell us about what that relationship has been like on your end? I know we've got a few vehicles from them that have been nicely wrapped.
Two vehicles, each totaling in value about $50,000 in value, $100,000 total. These are two 15-passenger Ford Sprinter vans that were included in the deal, and they're completely wrapped with our logo and their logo, and they're primarily used for our golf programs. So that became a game changer for our golf program. There was a lot of pride in driving that vans around. It made recruiting a little bit easier when Phil Tate or Brian Navoa could go and pick up the recruits at the airport in a nice logoed van, or go to a event in San Antonio or Dallas to recruit student athletes. That van, it made a difference. And not only that, it has actually made a difference in traveling. They're well-designed, well-maintained, and they look great. And in return, I think Hacienda has gotten a great amount of publicity and a great amount of food kudos from the arrangement we had with them. So I think it was an ultimate win-win for everybody. We're hoping to continue this relationship and hopefully add some more vans to our fleet. It's definitely been something that's been great to work with that group over there, and I think we'll continue to expand on that relationship.
When we talk about the student-athlete experience, one of the things we talk about when we're talking business is travel. And I understand this year you're working on something new to make per diem a little easier, a new credit card program. Can you tell us about that?
We've been looking at a credit card program for the past 3 years or so. And what does that credit card program look like? Right now, our operation can be considered cash. Coach will request cash, per diem cash, for student-athletes when they travel on the trip. That can be cumbersome. It can be a little bit dangerous if a coach has to request some money greater than they normally carry with themselves. Then they have to issue that cash out to the student to buy meals on the road. Now, that may sound simple, but when you're in an airport and you're trying to give out cash to student-athletes, or if you don't want to give out cash to student-athletes and you're trying to use your credit card to buy meals for 30 student-athletes, that can be difficult. So we got a little smarter. We started asking questions around our industry. I started asking what other universities are doing. And we found out that a lot of universities have gone to a credit card program where the per diem is issued to the student-athlete through a credit card. And that is tracked completely by the coach, by our business office, by our procurement office, by accounts payable. So there's a lot of controls in place. The cash is issued approximately 24 hours before they leave on their credit card. The credit card stays with the student-athlete. And anywhere that credit cards are accepted, they can make their purchase. And that takes a lot of pressure off a coach to have to track the cash. And it provides us a lot of control and auditability, which is something I'm a fan of within the business office. Most importantly, it makes the operation more efficient. Coaches have been great to work with over the past few years. They've gotten so good at actually managing their travel, getting ahead of their plans, and they can provide us a list of student athletes who need cash for any trip. So with that information, all we do is take that, plug it into the software, and we can actually schedule payments based on the trips they're going to take. And that makes our job much easier. And it makes the transaction levels for our accounts payable department, our procurement department drop considerably. We probably have about 800 transactions a year. That'll now go down to one transaction a year as we just ask for the funds to be funded into this new account with this new company. What we'll do on our side is just we'll fund the funds based on their schedule. So we do the same amount of work in the business office, which is fine, but other departments become much more efficient. So I think that's a win for everybody as well. And the fees are very reasonable and very acceptable to what we do here in the business office.
I think this is a great initiative. I mean, nobody carries cash anymore. I don't carry cash. When people ask me for cash, I'm always like, what's that?
Exactly. Yes. It's at times I wish I had cash for certain situations, but it's got to the point now where I don't carry it anymore. And I think it's the nature of just the way things are now, especially with COVID. There's many more businesses that are actually changing to cashless. I don't know if that trend will continue. It could be a current trend because of COVID, but if it works, and even in sporting venues, I'm seeing this trend where these large organizations are only accepting credit cards now. It does make things more efficient for everybody.
James Martinez, Senior Associate Athletic Director for Business Operations. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jonah.
Rally the Valley podcast presented by TownPlay Suites by Marriott rolls on. We're now joined by Jennifer Yoder, the General Manager of Hacienda Ford, and Ryan Yoder. He's the Director of Corporate Potential, and as I'm told, Jack of all trades for Hacienda Ford. So Ryan, I got to start with you. What exactly would you say you do here?
So mainly right now, I help oversee the quick lane operations at the store and help manage our digital impact within our community. So anything dealing with websites, communications online with our store, and so forth.
Definitely a wide-ranging group of things, and you mentioned the quick lane, so I want to start there because I've gone to the quick lane a few times, and I want to say that I'm impressed with how you go in, you got the distancing markers, folks are wearing masks, you have some X's on some seats, and it seems like a very safe process, and I haven't had any worries about bringing my cars in.
Thanks. Well, we truly appreciate you coming to visit, and we hope to welcome the rest of the community over.
So over the last 6 months, what has it been like for you all navigating this pandemic with Hacienda Ford?
It's been a very interesting experience. Nobody expected sometime in March, things were going to flip just like that. Everything was going so well. I thought 2020 at the beginning was going to be an awesome year. We have a clear vision and we knew exactly what we were going to do. We had a solid plan. Came March, everything changed and we're forcing to change how we conduct our business. Because of the shutdown, we were not sure if we were going to change employees' working schedule, business hours, and so forth. At the end, I think we're blessed to be essential business. So we were still able to conduct business with the regular hours. We tweaked it a little bit. We had to put some safety procedures in place, protect the customers and protect the employees. But we never had layoffs or changing their hours and so forth. So we ran our business completely the same way as we were 2019. And it was a bold move because business had slowed down tremendously. And as the owner and general manager of the dealership here, I'm thinking, wow, this is extremely expensive operation with no income coming in. But really, truthfully, everybody pitched in. Everybody wanted to make everything work. So we really have been a very blessed less dealership. We ran business like we did before the pandemic, and we had complete collaboration from our employees, and we never stopped and slowed down, nothing. Actually, our business has grown over time, would you say, Ryan?
Yes, definitely.
And that's just amazing. So believe it or not, when everybody can unite together, everything you want to do will work. You just have to have faith and confidence and courage, especially. And I think we're very proud of everybody here at Hacienda.org. It just has proven our strength and how we can all come together.
Well, that means a lot to me, and I'm sure it means much more to the employees and their families who were able to keep their jobs during this. And I want to thank you for being able to run your business the way that you have over these last few months. And that's huge during these uncertain times. And you mentioned safety procedures put in place to protect employees and the customers. So if I go in to go look at a car, whether to buy or to lease right now, well, what kind of safety procedures can I expect to see?
Well, we have sanitizers. We have disinfectant. We spray our buildings once a week. And we have free masks to employees and to customers. As a matter of fact, I have 8,000 masks right now in my office. My brother from Taiwan donated 8,000 masks to us, to Hacienda.org. So, you know, for the safety of employees and safety of customers, I think that's something is a good cause. We clean our vehicles before and after and really try to respect the distance away from the customers. Customers' needs and wants are more important than our needs and wants. So if they ask, I want to do the test drive, but I want to do it on my own without you guys in there because I don't feel comfortable because it's an enclosed environment. We respect that. They choose to do that. We support that. But we do sanitize the vehicles before they get in and then we clean after they get out. So we try to pay attention to those details. It's just not something we talk about. We actually put in action and, you know, do that for our customers.
That's incredible. And you talked about service a little earlier. I've gone and I felt comfortable with that, but I'm sure not everybody feels comfortable with that. And that oil light pops on or the check engine light pops on, and you're like, oh no. And I noticed on your website, you're now doing Ford Mobile Service. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we have really, truly, it's a pilot program from Ford Motor Company. And we're one of the very lucky dealerships got chosen for the pilot program. We are the only dealership in the valley that's doing it. We have two technicians that work as a team. We have a dispatcher who will receive calls from customers from different parts of the Rio Grande Valley. And we will dispatch our technicians to service customers' vehicles at their home or the choice of business, depends on where they are at. We want to make sure that we value our customers' time. Time is really the money, right? Time is the currency. And the more time that we can save our customers, the better. It makes us a more reputable and more reliable as well. So it's been slow progress. Customers are getting used to it. A lot of people still don't know we have this service. We're working on promotions, do a lot of Facebook postings, you know, and other channels so we can continue to promote this service. I firmly believe it's to the best interest of the customer, especially during the pandemic, to allow us to go to them and they don't have to be exposed to unnecessary environment. So it's for their health and for their safety as well. And extremely convenient because we're just at their beck and call.
I think that's the kind of thing that even after the pandemic, I might try to take advantage of. You know, like right now I'll go at 7 a.m. and I'm out by 8. You guys fast, and which is great because I can get to work on time, or, you know, right now I can head back home when people are still first waking up, which is perfect. So I haven't missed a thing. But I can imagine, you know, on a day, maybe it's a busy day at work. You know, maybe I can call and say, hey, can you take care of my car? And I'm just going to go about my day. Is that the kind of thing I can do with this?
Yes. I have a website. It's called mymechanicrgv.com. It's not heavily promoted yet. It's a work in progress. But the idea is, hey, I'm going to call my mechanic. You see, I'm calling my mechanic. And so my mechanic can come to my home to service me. See, and how convenient is that?
I'm totally going to tweet about that. I just quickly logged onto the website. That looks really cool. mymechanicrgv.com.
Yeah.
You know, people say, oh, nobody makes house calls anymore. You've really flipped that on its head. I like it. I am so excited to start using it.
The more people call for the mobile service, to me, it's equivalence of more people trusting us. And trust is currency. Respect, relationship, trust. That's what customers want.
Y'all have been partners with UTRGV Athletics for a number of years now. And I got to say, I've got a bone to pick with you. Every time I go to a basketball game, I see this beautiful car sitting outside the field house. And all I can think is, I want that car, but I'm not a student, so I can't win it by hitting a half court shot. And this year, we had two people hit the half court shot, which in a few years, we hadn't had anybody. And I think it was our first game of the year we had one. Oh, what was your reaction like when you found out that somebody had made the half court shot?
To me, that's literally impossible because I'm not very tall. So from my point of view, God's party is with them at the time.
Yeah, Jonah, it's a great feeling. I mean, to know that the students there have that opportunity to actually shoot a half-court shot to win a 3-year lease on a Mustang is just tremendous. Very proud to be a part of that with UTRGV Athletics. And moving forward, we hope to continue that. For the students out there, I recently graduated 3 years ago from UTRGV. I can tell you that there's definitely a need to attend the sporting events. Recently, after getting involved with UTRGV Athletics, I really, really like going to the games. And I think it's something that every student should try.
Can you tell us about the importance of the partnership with UTRGV Athletics for Hacienda Boys?
And I think sports is a big part of our lives. And sport is the guidance, especially for children during a certain age, able to be partner the UTRGV, give us a glimpse of the community work that we do as well. Hacienda Ford has been around since 1941, 80 years almost. The community is the reason that we're here for 80 years. To be able to partner with UTRGV, it's a part of the pay it forward to the community, to the children, to, you know, people in general in the community, to provide healthy lifestyle and with the help of the university. To me, it's a great honor. And, you know, we will always continue to serve the community and to work with UTRGV in that regard.
Definitely very proud, to say the least, to be associated with UTRGV. We have a lot of strong roots with the university. Not only myself, but my sister has a graduate degree from UTRGV, along with my dad from the previous UT Pan American. So definitely have a lot of roots within not only the city of Edinburgh, but with the university as well. We are very, very proud to be associated with not only UTRGV Athletics, but the entire university. We really hope to continue that relationship, to prosper together, to continue to grow, and to continue to impact young individuals' lives. There's a lot of opportunity down here in the Rio Grande Valley, and the university has provided a lot of next level opportunity in regards to higher education. They're making many efforts, not only in the athletics program, but in the academic realm, and we're very proud to be associated with them.
Mentioned kids in the community. My daughter loves Hacienda Ford for a simple reason. We drive by the dealership when we're coming home a lot, and she always notices the balloons that are around, and she notices when they change color, and then she asks me why they change color, and she wants to know where the old balloons went, and she wants to know if we can get a balloon the next time we go in for service. She loves it, and I realize that that is a cool way to connect with the community. It's something very unique to y'all that you got these color-coded balloons out all.
Yes, we also have a UTRGV flag that was given to us, so on game day, we fly that flag proudly, and we do intentionally change the colors of the balloons for the exact reason that she notices them. We hope to get our community to get a little head turn towards our cars every once in a while, so we change it up a bit.
For all the latest deals, the search inventory, to make a service appointment, you can log on to HaciendaFord.com. If you want that service come to you, MyMechanicRGV.com. Jennifer and Ryan Yoder of Hacienda Ford, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jonah.
The Rally the Valley podcast, presented by Town Place Suites by Marriott Rolls On. We're joined by UTRGV men's soccer head coach Paul Lease. Coach, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Jonah. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to chatting with you.
Coach, a little bit of different reality right now. You get your student-athletes back to campus. Oh, normally you'd be in the middle of a season right now. So what have you been able to do with your student-athlete during the time?
Yeah, it's definitely been a strange time. And obviously, as a university, we're always focused on making sure our student-athletes have the best environment and the safest environment. So thankfully, the athletic department, our medical staff, they've done a really good job in putting together safety protocols to make sure that our guys can get back to training. So we're fortunate. We just completed, last week was our second full week of training. And the boys are obviously taking care of themselves, making sure that they're safe so that, you know, we're not going to pick up anything in particular. So we're back to training, which is great. It's been a long time off. And for student athletes whose real whole identity does encapsulate their sport, it's certainly a good thing to have the guys back together as a group, to have them working on the soccer field again. So we're fortunate now we are actually training and we're, you know, we're working to try and prepare the team.
How is training different knowing that you went 6 months having your guys out on
the field? Yeah, that's been the biggest challenge. And certainly mentally, we just said a young student athlete in college athletics, their sport is almost an everyday occurrence for them. So it's very difficult to have gone through the last 6 months. We were fortunate being down here in South Texas, our beautiful climate. We actually got out early in our spring season. So we did actually train during the spring in February and early March. We're also fortunate that our relationships with the local professional teams in the USL and the MLS allowed us to play a couple of games. So we did get a little bit of training in, but obviously since that mid-March timeframe, right up until mid to late August, the boys have not had any training. And, you know, mentally that's tough. Physically, they've been secluded a little bit. They haven't had access to any training facilities. So we did a good job over the late spring and the summer of staying connected. Everyone's, you know, become an expert on Zoom now. So we stayed connected online. We had Zoom meetings, one, just to check in with the guys to see how they were doing, to stay connected as a team and interact and laugh and joke. Two, we were able to inform them about what was going on, you know, the protocols that were going to be upcoming and the potential, you know, season or non-season ahead for the fall. And three, we were also able to use the Zoom calls as tactical presentations, additional learning tools. We review a lot of our video and try and really develop the boys tactically and education. So we use that time for a positive. And now that we're back on the field, it's really been good because we do have quite a few new players. So hopefully they've been able to transition a little bit easier into the team.
You mentioned Zoom, and you have a number of student athletes who are local, but you also have a number who are from Andorra, Italy, New Zealand. So when you're scheduling these Zoom calls, it's a lot of time zones you got to take into account.
Yeah, we're right in the middle here in the US. We've got boys in Europe who are, you know, 7 hours ahead. And then we've also got, you know, the boys we have from New Zealand who are, you know, 8 to 9, you know, 12 hours behind. So it was a little bit tricky. We certainly had boys jumping on the Zoom call right before they were going to bed or literally waking up early in the morning. And we'd see them on the screen there, their hair all disheveled and literally looking like they'd just woken up. So it was fun. But again, that was part of the team staying connected and being able to interact with each other. So it was a good.
And now with the team back together, you're integrating 13 newcomers into your squad. So it'd be a good thing you get all this ramp up time before a potential spring season.
Yeah, that's been, you know, an interesting change. Certainly we're normally, you know, 7-8 games deep into the season now. And that can come with challenges for new players. When you only have 2 weeks of preseason to prepare a new player, for us particularly, our team, I think, requires not only adjustment to get used to new teammates, not only adjustment for a new player to get used to a new coach and his demands. I really believe we do a very good job tactically developing our players. So we have a very strong structure to our play, and that can take time to understand. So instead of a new player trying to prepare for a game on the weekend and still not even fully knowing his teammates and how they play, and maybe still trying to figure out, well, what does the coach want me to do? This new defensive style, this new attacking style, he's still learning it. So that can be a challenge. Whereas we're in a situation now, we do not have any games this fall. However, we are full open training. So we've already started to show the new players a tactical side of our game. And it will be interesting to see. We're going to have, you know, possibly 8 to 10 weeks of training this fall where new players will not only learn their teammates and learn their new coach, but they'll really understand the team system that we play in. They'll hopefully become more comfortable and familiar with our style of play. And then hopefully the end result will be, if we play in the spring, these guys won't look like new players anymore. They'll look like they've already been here for a year or so. That's the plan, at least, John.
Not only new student athletes this year, but a new member of your staff, new assistant coach, Ryan McDougall.
Yeah, and that's been very fortunate to be able to bring Ryan in. Again, very thankful to, you know, our department, our athletic director, Chase Conk, and the overall leadership of the university, all the way up to President Bailey. Certainly a lot of universities are looking at uncertain times right now, both financially and season-wise. But we were very strong-minded in the sense that we had an open position. We wanted to make sure that our soccer program, as well as all sports, were operating at full capacity as much as they could. So yes, we were able to bring Ryan in. And I know when I first met him, and Archie Masson, my current assistant, we both sat down with Ryan, and immediately we just felt that he fitted with the dynamic of our coaching staff and also the whole philosophy of our program. You know, he's very enthusiastic. He wants to, you know, not only improve himself as a coach, but give every minute of his time to improving our players and our team as a whole. So it's been great to have him with us. And again, in as much as players, the new players that have got a full season of practice now with no games to integrate themselves, it's actually beneficial to Ryan. You know, Ryan's now able to learn a slightly different style of play. He's able to develop his relationship with me as a head coach, with Archie as an assistant, with all of our players. And we don't have to rush anything. He can really do a good job in learning who we are. And I think that'll also benefit us in the spring.
A number of the pro leagues are playing right now. And has it been fun to be able to watch some of your alumni from Isidro Martinez, Kyle Edwards, Arthur Rogers, all getting out there and seeing some significant action?
Yeah, that's been exciting. And that's certainly a really nice thing to keep our attention. We're fortunate, again, that you mentioned Kyle Edwards and Isidro Martinez. They're right here. So I can literally just 5 miles down the road, I can drive and watch them play. So that's been great. And those guys are not only great players, but they're great representatives of our program. And it's great to see them being successful and doing well here with RGBFC. Kyle Edwards scored his first goal of his professional career just a couple of weeks ago. And Arthur Rogers, all the way up in Connecticut, he scored his first goal for Hartford Athletic as well just a couple of weeks ago. So those guys are doing a great job. I know them, obviously, personally, their character, their, you know, discipline and determination. I know they're going to be great professional players, and I know they're going to have very successful careers. So yeah, definitely enjoying watching them grow. And with not as much soccer on our end play, there's as much soccer to try and fill in the gaps with the USL playing along with the MLS and, you know, the professional leagues around the world that started up now.
Coach, I recently learned that you're a big fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I have to ask you, which is your favorite MCU movie and why?
Now you're going to put me on the spot. I am a big fan. I was a Spider-Man fan growing up. I read all the comics when I was young. So those are always ways. It's funny. Those movies are certainly high on my list to watch because I'm such a big Spider-Man fan. But sometimes, because I've read the comics so much, the movie changed the storyline a little bit. And sometimes the movie doesn't live up to my expectations, my high expectations. So I think I've watched all the Marvel Universe movies. My two young children, who are 7 and 9 years of age, they're massive fans, so we watch them together. So I'm going to have to go with, I think, the Captain America Civil War movie, which was effectively an Avengers movie because it had everyone in it. I think that one is probably one of my favorites because of the battle scenes. So I've watched that probably about 5 or 6 times. So yeah, I'm a big Marvel fan. And I know that here at UTIGB, we actually have later today, we're hosting, I think our student services are hosting a Marvel Jeopardy contest. So I'm going to try and jump in on that. Test my knowledge.
Well, that's exciting. Good luck, Coach. I expect you to win. I heard that there are 14,605 different ways that Marvel Jeopardy is going to go. And there's at least one possibility in which you're going to win. So I am banking on you being able to snap your finger at the end.
Brilliant. I'm hoping so too. Jonah, thanks a lot for the time. It was great chatting with you.
Thanks a lot, Coach. This has been the Rally the Valley podcast presented by Town Place Suites by Marriott. To check out archived episodes, visit goutrgv.com/podcast.